We need God's help on a daily basis. I came across a little prayer that read, "A morning prayer for help." Note that I said morning. Dear God, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped, lost my temper, been nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed, and from then on, I'm going to need all the help I can get. Aren't you thankful that the Lord is here for us to help us in our daily issues of life? Abraham referred to God as Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Matthew 6 encourages us not to be anxious for our basic needs, but instead to seek first the kingdom of God, knowing that all of these needs will be provided by our Heavenly Father. I've selected three stories of provision today to encourage us that the Lord will provide for us. The first story, Jackie Womack knows what it is to have God supply and even multiply her food. How he does it, she doesn't know, but she remembers a particular week some 10 years ago when he answered her prayer with a miracle. Jackie was home caring for 5 small children while her salesman husband was away trying to make some money for the family. Their food supply was scarce. All she had was 1 loaf of bread, 1 gallon of milk, a carton of eggs, a box of cereal, and a little bit of hamburger meat. Every time she cooked a meal, miraculously there seemed to be just enough for the next meal. And so it went for the rest of the week. But one night, the supply dried up. She served dinner, and then her cupboard was bare. She and the children prayed together, thanking God for his coming provision. She was careful not to let the children know the food had finally run out. After she had got the children into bed, Jackie sat down to read her Bible. She paused from her reading and prayed, "Lord, it says here in Psalms that your children will never beg for bread. I'm going to believe that you will somehow provide food for our table. I believe we will never have to beg for food. Thank you, Lord." Before she could even finish praying, the phone rang. The friend on the other end of the line said, "I was praying last night, and again I was praying tonight. And I became concerned for your family. I felt I should call and tell you that tomorrow I'm giving you $150 for your needs. I couldn't go to bed until I told you what God impressed on my heart." Jackie learned that night, as so many of us have learned, God is our provider. Another story. According to Glenn News, a story dated August 19, 1992, a poor widow of Sao Paulo, Brazil, had 4 children to feed, but only 5 cruzados, which is about 20 cents. The decision she had was to either buy milk, which meant her children would go without food, or to buy bread, in which case they would go without milk. She prayed for 2 hours, and he told her to buy all the groceries she needed for 3 months at a huge supermarket and go through the checkout stand number 7. Now, there was 124 checkout stands, but the Lord was very specific: go through checkout stand number 7. So she went to the supermarket and dutifully fulfilled what the Lord had called her to do, filled 3 carts to overflowing, and went to checkout stand number 7. But the employee was leaving for lunch and mentioned that she could go to another stand. The woman replied, "But my father told me to go through number 7. The checker left for lunch, but this widow, who heard God's voice, trusted and stayed at checkout stand 7 for 1 hour with 20 cents to her name. The checker returned, astonished and puzzled to see the same lady waiting all that time. As her groceries were being added up, an announcement came over the loudspeaker. "Good afternoon, shoppers. Today is the 7th anniversary of our opening, and the person in checkout stand number 7 gets all of their groceries for free today." What an amazing story of provision. I want to share one more with you today. John Brentz, a friend of Martin Luther and one of the stalwarts of the Reformation, incurred the hatred of Charles V, who made many attempts to kill the minister. Hearing that a troop of Spanish cavalry was on the way to arrest him, he cast himself upon the Lord in prayer. At once the guidance came. "Take a loaf of bread and go into the upper room, and where thou findest a door open, enter and hide yourself under the roof." He acted accordingly, found the only open door, and hid himself in the loft. For 14 days he laid there while the search continued. The one loaf of bread would have been sufficient, but day by day, a hen came and laid an egg without cackling. The 15th day, and John Brentz heard the people in the street say, "They are gone at last." He was able to come out of hiding. I'm so thankful that the Lord knows how to provide for us, as He did in all three of these stories. I'm convinced that the Lord delights in providing for His children. May we continue to trust in Him and rest in the confidence that as we seek His kingdom first, He will provide. I encourage you in this time when we are tempted to look at all these different sources of information and try to provide our own way, that we would seek the Lord first, knowing He will provide for all of our needs. In Jesus' name, God bless you.